We had a good game. Sure, wish we would have made a couple more plays in the fourth quarter. They started to wear us down a little bit up front on both sides of the ball in the latter part of the game. We didn't play very well on special teams. But I can't say enough about our team and our senior leadership, like guys like Drew. And I mentioned it to the team in the locker room. Early or in the middle part of the year when we started struggling a little bit, we got unbelievable leadership from our seniors and Drew and the other guys on the team. Rallied back, won some games, competed, played a good football team in a bowl, right? They're a good team. I said this early, and I'll say it again. They lost to number one, number one, number one, number four, and number 12. So they were definitely a top 20 team, in my opinion. Our guys competed, had a heck of a football game, had a great environment. I can't say enough about the Texas Bowl, accommodation, everything they gave us. It was awesome. We had a great week. Our team handled themselves with respect. Our families had a great time, played a great game. Just came up a little short there in the end. But I am so excited about the future of Oklahoma State football. I can't wait to get started. I told the team, I told the seniors, you've led these guys to where we are now. And we'll fly home tomorrow, and then I'll probably go to work the next day after tomorrow because I'm so excited about the players we have coming back and where we're at, the improvements we've made in all areas. First thing we wanted to do this year was be a more disciplined team, and we're by far a more disciplined team. We improved toughness, not as much as we needed to, but we were tougher. So we'll make some adjustments in the offseason. I'm really excited about the future of Oklahoma State football, and can't thank the seniors, the fans. We had a great crowd down here. Obviously, I know it was a A&M crowd because they're right down the road from us, but I don't think any of our guys noticed it. Oklahoma State fans were loud, so it was an awesome trip for us. Good.
After you guys jumped out to the early lead, what do you think happened to allow them to get back in the game?
Well, they just wore us down a little bit up front, really, on both sides of the ball. We didn't protect Drew very well. Drew made a lot of really good plays with limited protection. We had concerns coming in the game. They're pretty physical up front on both sides of the ball, and I think they just kind of wore us down a little bit. We had some good schemes, gave ourselves a chance. And we played good defense until we got beat up a little bit in the end of the game on the option play, on the read zone option play. We made the adjustment, and we didn't take the quarterback when we were supposed to. We made a mistake, and that cost us a long run. With the exception of that, overall the defense plays great, with the exception of the one long run. And we got worn down a little bit up front on our offensive line.
Coach, what'd you see out of Drew in the weeks leading up to the bowl that made you all think he would be the best option to score points in this game?
Well, Drew's been awesome all year, and certainly since he's taken over. And Spencer, when Spencer went down, Drew was prepared throughout the year. Film study, preparation, attitude has been excellent. And he had a great bowl practice. And Spencer could have played. He could do some things, but he wasn't the most prepared to play in this game. Drew was. Drew had done all his homework, did all his work, got all his practices, and as I said, Drew played good. We didn't do a good job of protecting him, and we got worn down a little bit, but Drew played a good football game.
Coach, Braden Johnson had a heck of a game. How encouraging is it to see him end the year on such a high note?
Well, he's a guy that we might not have known much about if two doesn't go down. And he stepped up, made a lot of plays, and he's another reason I'm unbelievably excited about next year. He's just starting to figure it out now, and he's getting what we call confidence. And with his speed and his ability and his work ethic, if he continues to develop confidence, he's going to be a really good football player.
Coach, right back here.
Yes.
Chuba had feature past the 2,000-yard mark this season. Just what does that say about your offensive line, the way that they've produced all season, and especially what it means for the future of the program at the running back position?
Yeah, Chuba was awesome, 160 or whatever, and had 15, 20 yards, so I don't know, 170, 175-yard night against a defense that's fared fairly well over the majority of the season, particularly against the run. And he's been good. Chu got tired during the season a little bit and had some time to rest, got fresh. And we're unbelievably excited about him next year. I think there's a really good chance he's on our football team next year. I don't think any of us could say 100%. We'll be in a position to protect him a little bit next year. He won't have to carry the ball 30 times a game. We'll be around the 20 time a game if that all works out for us, because we got some maturity behind him.
Coach, with Chuba eclipsing that 2,000-yard mark, how do you think he's going to be remembered in the greater Oklahoma State football lore?
Well, I think he's already made a name for himself. You know, he's got a great marketing tool in that he's from Canada. He drew a lot of attention there. Leads by example. He lets his play do his talking. He's very quiet, doesn't talk a lot. I think people are attracted to him for that reason. And he's got a great future.
Coach, one more. From what you saw in film study, what did you see in A&M's running backs, two freshman running backs, especially Smith, who they moved from wide receiver out to the backfield?
Well, they've got skill, right? They've got guys at wide out can make plays. Their running backs obviously have skill. And you have to watch the quarterback. He's an issue, because we saw tonight, you know, when they went to the triple option, basically. You just got to try to be in a gap. Got to get off the block and make a play. I think they wore our front down a little bit as the game went on. Scheme-wise, they got us a time or two. Scheme-wise, we got them a time or two. So, as I said, we're right there till the end. You know, we went toe-to-toe and just came up a little short. If you guys want to finish up with me a couple questions, I'll let you have Drew. Everybody good with me? Fire away at Drew.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you lose, it's disappointing.
Drew, what was it about the matchup with Braden Johnson that made him so open tonight, I guess?
I think we had a good plan. He's, like Coach said, he's real fast and started catching the ball real well this year. So, we had a good scheme to get him the ball, and that's kind of why you saw him make some plays tonight.
Drew, talk about your experience the last 2 years at OSU.
I mean, it's been awesome. I definitely wouldn't have pictured it the way it went. But looking back on it now, I mean, I wouldn't have changed it for the world. Being here 2 years rather than 6 months has allowed me to become comfortable with everyone I'm around and build relationships with coaches and players that I think that I'll have forever. So, I wouldn't change it for anything.